Let us begin and rolling into the introduction on the topic of how does the foundation, how does the foundation of a person affect their future life? How does the foundation of a person affect their future life? We're talking about money, but we want to start with the foundation first. You see, if you don't understand the foundation upon which you stand on, you can jump as high as you want. You can run wide as you want. You can swim deep as you wish. When you come back, you'll be destroyed. Why? Because the deeper the foundation, the taller the height. Let me repeat. The deeper the foundation, the higher the height. When you see an iceberg in the sea, the iceberg is very big and short distance on the surface. So when you see an iceberg in the middle of the ocean, it looks beautiful, it looks gorgeous, and it comes in a peak format like this. Until you go below the sea level, then you see that it stretches wide and deep. And because it stretches wide and deep, it is able to float over the water and take in the storm and the waves and the changes that happens. So also is your foundation. How does money come to you and stay with you and live with you and partner with you and work with you is the first question. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. A weak foundation, do you know what it means? A weak foundation will give you a weak future lifestyle. Unplanned foundation will give you unplanned life. If you don't have a clean, solid, structured, and organized foundation, your life is like a butterfly. You are all over the place. Anybody that you see very genuinely successful, when you get a chance to see him or her, and you talk to him or her, you will notice one big thing. They have goals. And they are disciplined. Three, they have character. And four, they have fortitude. And five, they have boldness. Six, confidence. Seven, determination to win. How did it come? Because these seven principles I've just said to you, they are the foundation of the individual. The Bible says a rich man's castle and his strength and power is his money. And a fool... And a fool, I didn't say you're a fool. The Bible said it. And a fool's strength is his laziness. So if you have a poor foundation, your future will be affected. If your foundation is weak, you will be weak to weather the storm of life. What does Psalm 23 say? Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. What did David say? I will fear no evil. Why? Because David's foundation is solid in God. His confidence is solid in God. His determination is solid in God. His boldness to fight the bear and the lion was built on the foundation of God. So he was able to stand and say, I know I am going through the valley. And I know there are demonic powers in the valley. I know there are armed robbers in the valley. I know there are highway robbers in the valley. I know there's a lion waiting for me in the valley. There's a wild ox in the valley. There's a python snake hiding on the grass in the valley. I have made up my mind. I will fear nothing. Why? My hope is built on the foundation of God. So the topic again, how does the foundation of a person affect his future? Let me answer you that question. It's everything. Your foundation affects the entire future. I'm singling out to lay a strong foundation for Tuesday and today. Then we'll start next week with all the steps. Praise God. So if you are here today, unfortunately, my Facebook, my laptop is not giving me the correct way of knowing who's on. So if you are here, I don't see you, so I'm not able to recognize you, but I trust God that everybody that is here, you are. Maybe I can give it to Isaac to look into it for me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Our God is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be glorified. He is worthy to be magnified. He is worthy to be exalted. We bless the Lord and we give him praise. Glory be to God. Yay, I got it back. Glory be to God. Everybody bless Isaac for me in Jesus' name. I need everybody to say amen and share this link. Share the link with somebody. Let somebody know that we're talking about money. You see, before I use the word money, I just want you to understand. If you want to be rich, you need a good foundation. Also, if you want to be poor, you need a good foundation. You see, I love that. If you want to be poor, you need a good foundation of how to be poor. If you want to be rich, you need a solid good foundation to be rich. Both of them is still the same. Foundation, 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 foundation. Your foundation determines how far you could go in life, how high you can climb, or how low you will be. God is so neutral. Now, number two, we are talking about foundation. God is so neutral. God does not discriminate against anyone. God is not bothered whether you are fat, you're skinny, you're black, you're white, you're pink, you're brown skin. God doesn't care. God says, this is the foundation. Follow it, get to your destination. So if you want to have a good, solid foundation, then you will make it in whatever field of endeavor you are choosing to walk in. But because we are spending the whole month of February, everything I'll be talking about is M-O-N-E-Y. Money. Glory be to God. See, when I was 5 years of age, when I was five, I had a visitation. When God visited me, I went to the Anglican church to go with my grandmother to morning mass. And they were giving communion, which is a juice and bread representing the body of Christ and the blood of Jesus. And I saw the priest wearing his uniform and going back and forth, and he was giving a communion. But when he got to my turn, they didn't give me any because I'm a child and there was alcohol in the communion juice. Unlike today, we have non-alcoholic communion juice. Going back 50 years plus ago, there wasn't non-alcoholic. Everything is alcoholic. Science has done very well. We give God praise for that. Then as I came home, I was very angry and annoyed. So I prayed. Little as I am, I prayed. I said, God, I want communion. And God said, the only way you're going to have some is to be a priest. And then I said, okay, I will be a pastor. Well, I'm using the word pastor. Then I did not know the word pastor. All I knew was a priest. I said, okay, I'm going to be a priest so that I can drink communion. Glory be to God. You see, sometimes what you don't know, you may ask and you will get. And then you don't know whether it's worth getting or not getting. But in my case, I have no regret. So I'm happy being a priest or a pastor. Glory be to God. Now, that's the first thing. And number two, when I came home down the road, I realized that some family members had food to eat, and they were dressing properly, and they were eating good quality food, nice plates. But when it came to me, I didn't have any. So I used to get very angry that one day I was so hungry, I drank water to go to bed. And then I went on my knees to pray. And as I was praying, I said to God, how can I get food to eat? I didn't know much about the word money, but I knew, how can I get food to eat and be able to get good shoe to wear and nice clothes to put on? Guess what God said? Then you need money. Then I said, what is that? God said, that paper, that coin, and now they give it to you for offering. I said, Jesus, so for me to have a good life, a healthy life, a wholesome life, a stable life, I need money, then I'm going for it. But remember, I already know God. So I have two sides of my life. I have the God side, and I also have the money side. So I understood from the very beginning of the age of 5 that you need money to be able to buy good clothes, good food, and protect yourself. Now I'm going to ask somebody on in here right now. When you were 10, did you know about money? Somebody, talk to me. When you were 10, did you have an encounter to know that I need money? Maybe somebody might say yes now, or somebody might say no, I don't know. But in my case, I knew from the very onset, I need God. That's one. And I must have money so that I can buy food to eat and clothing to wear. So that was my foundation. So as I'm talking to you, I only know two things. I know God complete. I know God as number one. The number one goal of my life is God first. Then I go and make money second. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, let's come in back. So that's my foundation, and I've never deviated from it. I'm a businessman. I use my prophetic gift to create business, help somebody to walk in financial blessing, and be able to have surplus money for himself and herself in the name of Jesus. Amen. By the way, invite somebody right now. Bring somebody in. Bring somebody in. Invite somebody. Extend. Cash F. Call somebody. How many? Call somebody. Tell them. We are talking about money. Money is so critical to life that you cannot leave them behind in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yes, you need money. Now, your foundation will affect the way you think. Your foundation will affect the way you see things in life. When you have a poor foundation, you see things from the negative angle. When you have a very poor foundation, you look at life as very hard. Life is very difficult. I need money. Life is a struggle because your foundation is shaping your thinking. Your foundation is shaping your thinking. Your foundation is shaping the way you see life. Your foundation is shaping the way you see life. When your foundation is not that great, your perception of life is different. Your mindset about life is different. Your thought life is different. The way you see things is different. And then when you flip the coin, when you have a disciplined foundation, your confidence is bold. You're able to stand on your feet and go forth and say to yourself, I need this. I'm going to get it. This is how I'm going to get it. So you see how your foundation shape you. Because we're talking about money. Money is neutral. Money doesn't care. Listen to me. When it comes to money, when I give you money, the money doesn't run away from you and say because you are fat or because you are skinny or because you are too tall or because you are black or white or pink. Money doesn't care. Money never discriminates. Money is a spirit. It does not discriminate. Money love whoever love it. You see that? So if you want to see a better life, begin to check your foundation. And if your foundation is not that great, this is how you solve it. You purge your foundation. You paired your foundation. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You paired your foundation. How do you pair your foundation? You go through a series of prayers to be released and relieved from the kind of foundation you came from. Glory be to God. Let's say your father and I'm being hard now. Let's say your father didn't do much well in life. Therefore, he is always looking for money everywhere. That's what you saw. The Bible says, train a child the way he or she must go. Train the child the way he or she must go. And when he grow up, he will not depart from it. This is the Bible. So when the child is seeing the father is always struggling financially. Struggling financially. Do you know what a child think? Life is not fair. Because my father is always crying. Life is not fair. My father can't buy a meal. Life is not fair. And then when the child go to the father and said, Daddy, I need $4. Do you know what the father say? What do you think? Money grow on trees? Get out of my sight. So see, the child's destiny is being shaped by what he sees or she sees of his mother and father. Let me take you to another level. Your mother is always buying and selling in the market. And she's always counting the money. That child sees the mother and she thinks, mommy brings money home, so I must also do a business. You see what it is? And when the child sees the mother is buying things and all of this, say, if I do business, I can have a lot of money, then I can also buy and sell. So the child gets shaped up. So you see, your foundation is so critical. It's so critical. My foundation is based on business and God. Done. Anything less, I don't know. Somebody's foundation is based on what? 9 to 5. There's nothing wrong with 9 to 5. Somebody's foundation is based on what? I will fold my hands and sit down and expect money to come to me. Oh, Father, I give you praise. Let us pray. Father, Lord, we give you praise that today as we are wrapping up the foundation, everyone that is here today, Father, let him or her have a clean, good foundation. Let him or her have a healthy, wholesome foundation. Foundation whereby he or she is able to check things out with his foundation and be able to say, I need to change my foundation if I am going to go forward in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. So now you see how important your foundation is. And the most beautiful thing is that foundation is what you are carrying with you. That foundation is what you introduce to your children. So your children see that foundation and they come alongside that foundation until one of them or two of them decide, I don't like the way my father suffered, so I'm going to go the opposite direction. I don't like the way my mother suffered, so I'm going to go the other direction. But most of the children, they learn their father, mother's way. Jesus' father was a carpenter, and guess what? Jesus trained to be what? Who can tell me? Who can write here now? Let me see. Jesus' father was a carpenter, and Jesus trained to be what? Who can tell me? Anybody here? One. Father, I leave the person that answers this question in the name of Jesus. The person that answers this question, I place him or her in your hands in the name of Jesus. And Jesus also became a carpenter. What did Jesus saw? Jesus saw the father, Joseph, cutting wood. And he trained Jesus also to learn the trade. That's why you hear Jesus, another name is called the carpenter's son. Jesus the carpenter. He learned how to cut tree. So you see, your mother has shaped you up. Your father has shaped you up. If your mother is very argumentative and very complaining and moaning and ungrateful, you learn that behavior. Glory be to God. If your mother is very gentle, nice, clean, and respectful, you learn that behavior. So see, your foundation goes so deep. Your foundation goes so deep. If your mother is a coward, she's going to lead you to become a coward. Because when she sees a fly, she's running away. And when you also see a fly, you run away. Unless somebody come in and change the equation for you. So see, your foundation is so critical to your financial lifestyle. But today we are wrapping up foundation before we start talking about moolah, 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 money, money, money. Money is so interesting. Money is a spirit. I'm wrapping it up here now. Money is a spirit. Money does not discriminate. Money go to anywhere. And money will go to the hardworking guy. Money will go to the thief. Money will go to the lazy person. Money will go to the smart guy. Money doesn't care. You can pray all you want. You can fast all you want. It won't change your money. Because there are set rules you must follow if you're going to have money in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, I lift everybody that is here today in your hands. And I'm asking the Holy Spirit, bless everybody that showed up today. Lift your mighty hands over this person that showed up today. That anyone going through any financial challenges, as we begin next week to focus on the money and how to make money, how to get money, how to take money, how to invest in money, how to become rich, how to have lots and lots and lots and lots of money flowing through you, he or she that is here today will be blessed. So I left these people in your hands. We are going forward as of Tuesday coming. We're going to talk all things money. I'm going to give you step-by-step breakdowns of how to walk in financial blessings. May God bless you. Don't forget to go to my website. I have books over in my website. You can buy some t-shirts like this. It's on my website. I have PDFs and everything there. So may God bless you. May his presence be with you. May he cause your foundation to be cleaned up and sorted out, that you have a clean foundation. May God bless you, and thank you for joining me on Prophetic Flow. I love you with the love of God.